the Irish Plant Contractors Association wants a further delay to a levy on construction and demolition waste due to take effect in September. The group says without more recycling facilities, the levy of €10 per tonne will push up the cost of new houses. The Department of the Environment, Climate and Communications says building waste accounts for over half of all waste generated in Ireland, with just 8% being recycled. Brian Coogan is CEO of the Irish Plant Contractors Association. He's been telling me what's happening.
So from September 1st, Gavin, there's going to be the application of a €10 per tonne levy applied to construction and demolition waste leaving construction sites.
This levy, the €10 per tonne levy, this applied to all waste that was going to landfill, but the building industry was exempted. So
that's right.
Did you always expect then that that exemption would be lifted at some stage? The 1st of September 2025 was initially referenced, but that's been changed.
We were aware that the exemption was going to expire at some point. But the difficulty for us, Gavin, is that there's been a lack of information and clarity from the Department of Energy, Department of Environment, Climate Action and Communications, and also the EPA. We have been, you know, really trying to source information from them. And we were informed just a couple of weeks ago that the exemption is now going to end.
So what's this going to mean in terms of cost? €10 per tonne. How much waste, and this is soil and stone, will be taken away from a typical building site most days or most weeks?
The figures vary. We looked at the latest from the DECC, and they estimate that there's in the region of 8-9 million tonnes of construction demolition waste leaving construction sites, going to backfill quarries and waste recovery facilities. Now, look, we, as an association and our members, Gavin, are fully supportive of the government's ambitions to recycle and use construction demolition materials. We fully support that. But the problem for us is the time frame. What the government are going to implement here is a system where there are only currently at the moment about 5 or 6 waste recovery facilities in the whole in the whole country. And that is just going to cause huge difficulties for operators as to where are they going to bring this construction demolition material. If it has to be taken off-site.
What's this going to mean for house prices?
Well, we would see in the short term that it will add to the cost of houses. Well, one of our members had a report done recently, and they had based on the costs, they had figured out that €5,000 to the cost of a house, and even more so in Dublin.
Ultimately, this waste will have to be recycled, won't it?
Yes, and look, there are like a lot of the operators who have been, you know, moved down this road do have options where they can recycle and reuse material on site. There's a very good process, it's called soil stabilisation, where you can treat all the material on site and put it back into the project. However, that application is not going to be suitable for every construction project. Job is different and has different requirements and so on and so forth. There will be an element where we can recycle. There's great machines out there that can recycle and reuse material and put it back into the project. But in the scenario, Gavin, where material has to be moved off-site because there's no space for it, there's no requirement for it, that material will have to be moved off-site. And our issue will be is where is that going to go? And when now you have the application of the €10 levy, that's going to drive up the cost of construction significantly.